Atereri ndukusia mchinzwa naudze isi Ndebele.
So kuhizika disenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zitobo, siyala mugela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela nginje kulonkulu ku Studio 7 ngomvulo mhlaka 1 lwezi 2021 uPresident Jeremiah. Yindabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Sikujabula lokho kukhona. President wethu mongameli wasele Zimbabwe ubaba uComrade Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa. He's making history. Into evele engenzakalanga okweminyaka engu-25 edlulileyo. Nangu uyethekelela iUnited Kingdom.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ufike isolo emhlanganeni we-United Nations Climate Change Conference eGlasgow kwele Scotland lapho ahlangabezwe inkokheli yeZANU-PF.
Lapha eklinika leyi esibuye kiyo eseRobert Sinyoka sikhululeke kuyo siyathaba njalo ngokuba iyaselapha mahala singelambadala.
Abogatsha lwezempilakahle abamanyeni labekhansili yakubulawayo ukuqhuba uhlelo lokuhlola uzulu umkhuhlane wofuba oletuberculosis kungelambadalo. Abaphatheke kumkhankaso wokulwela amalungelo ababulawayo imikhuhlane yengqondo inengi labo kungabasindakiyo. Bathi sikhona isidingo sokufundisa abenkolo ezijiyeneyo ukugoqela olwesikristu lolwesintu ngezemikhuhlane yengqondo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lezo zizwa kulo msakazo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ufike izolo emhlanganeni we-United Nations Climate Change Conference eGlasgow kwele Scotland lapho ahlangabezwe inkokheli yeZANU-PF labanye abakade betshengisela besola ukuza kwakhe emhlanganweni we-COP26. Umnumzana Nick Mangwana umabhalane omkhulu ogatsha lokwethulwa kwemibiko ulobe enkundleni yokuxhumana eTwitter ethi Mnangagwa ukhangelele lokwethula umbiko kulo mhlangano oveza ukufiswa umhulumende wakhe ekuphunguleni woniwa kumkhathi okudala kungani kuhle kwezulu indlala lokunye. Nkosikazi Tafara Sibongile Moyo Matramuse ukuhlangothi lwabesifazane kuZANU-PF eBhilithani. Inake uthi bayakujabulela ukubuya kukaMnangagwa eScotland.
Namhlanje sikhona kwele United Kingdom esigabeni seGlasgow eScotland. Achi kuyadatshulwa lamabhashi hayi sikujabula lokho kukhona. President wethu mongameli wasele Zimbabwe ubaba uComrade Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa. He's making history. Into evele engenzakalanga okweminyaka engu-25 edlulileyo. Nangu uyethekelela iUnited Kingdom. Mongameli ukhangelelwe ukubana efika ecele amazwe angentshonalanga ukubana ekhuphe ama-sanctions against ilizwe lakithi eleZimbabwe. Ngoba kunjalo singazake senelisele ukuthi silwisane lalokhu okuphuma ku-climate change okwenzakale ilizwe lonke jikelele. Singabambana labanye lamanye amazwe wonke ekukhulumeni sibe lazo zonke izinto ezokuthi singenza kodwa nxa ama-sanction elokhu esibophile esibambile kukhanya kuzoba nzima kwele Zimbabwe.
Ye, akusitshele mama ukuthi bathini abanye abantu ngokuza kwaMnangagwa khonapho ke kwele Scotland.
Sijabula kakhulu nanko kuyabhebha sibili kuyabhebha eGlasgow. Sebegcwele abantwana bomhlabathi abalande ukuzejabula bemukela ubaba bethi hayi sithabile ngaso lesi senzakalo esingazange sisibone iminyaka isize ibe ngamachumi amabili lanhlanu.
Nkosikazi Tafara Sibongile Moyo Matramuse uhlangothi lwabesifazane kuZANU-PF eBhilithani labo limuze xoxa loGibbs Dube weStudio 7 eseGlasgow khona ngale ngaseScotland. UGibbs uphinde waxoxa lomnumzana Phanyika Karimanzira owenhlanganiso ye-Restoration of Human Rights in Zimbabwe elamalunga atshengisela phandle kwendawo lapho kwenzelwa khona umhlangano we-COP26.
Thina amaZimbabweni siyakhonona ngoba sithi khona uMnangagwa kumelanga abe lapha ngoba indaba ze-climate vele kazazi into azenza eZimbabwe kubulala ivele umhlaba lani okungahambelani le-climate. Njalo thina siyakhonona sithi uMnangagwa yi-dictator
ngumbulali umuntu othunguluza abantu akula ukunandelela ama human rights eZimbabwe. So siyakhonona kakhulu njalo sikhumbula ivukura hunti wabulala abantu abaningi njalo iminyaka yonke edlulileyo ubhizi wabulala abantu njalo sikhuluma nge-corruption ikamnangagwa imali yeZimbabwe isiwa nguye ngezinini zakhe ngabangane bakhe abalutshwana sikhuluma ngokuningi esikhonona ngakho ngomnangagwa eyinye futhi indaba esingayithandiyo ngomnangagwa indaba yokuthi khona eZimbabwe akusela rule of law injustice ayikho vele sikhonona ngokuningi umnangagwa akumelanga abela njalo ukubuya kwake lapha umnangagwa wabuya labantu abayidlula 100 imali ephume khonapho abayisebenzisileyo idlula $16 million. Imali yona le imali ibingasebenza ukulungisa izinto ezibhedlela kumbe ezikolo lani lani into eziningi ezingalunganga eZimbabwe but bona uyabuya lapha labantu abaningi bezokudla imali bedlalisa imali.
Umnumzana Panyika Karimanzira wenhlanganiso ye-Restoration of Human Rights in Zimbabwe uthoke lokhips dube eseGlasgow eScotland. Lokhu kusekelwa ngumnumzana Felix Magalela Mafa akukhulumileyo ongumsekelo wesikhulumeli se-MDC Alliance.
Abantu ilizwe lonke jikelele bayakwazi ukuthi i-human rights record eZimbabwe ayilunganga, abantu bayacatshwa, abantu bayabotshwa mahlayana, bayabulawa mahlayana, bayabulawa, abaphiwa ama-bail. Khathesi abantu bahamba beshisa izimota, besenza ama-roadblocks, namapholisa awalandaba lakho, akula rule of law. Yinto zahlangana layo ngikhona ngale ukuthi hamba uyelungise ekhaya phapha juba ubuyele kwenu ufike ulungise ama-human rights ukuhlala kuhle kwabantu. Lokudingela abantu imisebenzi hatshi ukuza ngapha kuze sivakatshela nje singathi i-vacation khonoku ukuthi uhambe labantu aba-over 100 yi-expense yethu thina esibhadala ama-tax asiyabuza ukuthi kanti ngobani abahambileyo uzabona ukuthi uhambe izihlobo labantu abangala lutho lezomkhathi kuyasiyangisa lokhu ngoba imali yeZimbabwe abantu laba bayafika baphiwa ama-pediums baphiwa ama-allowances, baphiwa ukudla, thina ama-taxpayers ngapha sisikingwe ngomlomo. Hatshi akusithabisanga, kodwa-ke yena sewuya uyafunda njengomuntu oqalisayo futhi layeke vakathe esithi i-vacation.
Umnumzana Felix Magalela Mafa, umsekeli wesikhulumeli se-MDC Alliance, uxophele uGibbs Dube eWoblawayo. Kunjalo nje, uyakhala uZulu weZimbabwe ngodubo lokuguquka komkhathi osokudala ukungani kuhle kweZulu, ukusilela kwamanzi okunatha lamadlelo osokuphazamisa kakhulu umsebenzi wokulima lokunye. UGibbs Dube usethulela lolu daba.
Abantu abaningi basalikhumbula izulu lesikhukhula uCyclone Eileen kanye noCyclone Ida okwabulala abantu, waphindisa izakhiwo njalo uZulu wajelwa ngamabele wonke emasimini. Kayisiko kodwa lokhu njengoba abantu bekhala ngendlala, ukuswelakala kwamanzi lokunye okuthiwa kudalwa yikukhudumala komkhathi. Bayakhala abalimi ngokwenzakala elizweni lemhlabeni wonke jikelele. Omunye wabo ofuya inkomo, umnumzana Mateo Sibanda.
Climate change leya isa awusakwazi ukuthi izulu liqala nini ukuna, kusakazazazithi ngesikhathi esinje izulu liyaqala ukuna ngabo November, December. Manje izulu liyakhona ukuthi line ngabo January kumbe line elimasinyane, so uzokunzima ukuthi ukwazi ukuthi ungalungiselela kanjani. Silohlupho lokushota kwamanzi manje ezinkomeni, lokushota kwamadlelo ngoba inkomo zothola ukuthi manje sezicakile, inkomo zishota amadlelo, izulu liyaphuza ukuna kumbe liphangise, inkomo zezicaka, inkomo ziba lemkhuhlane eminingi.
Lokuzekelwa ngumnumzana Dumisani Nyoni osebenza kuhlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngezokulima ole-Agritex.
Ukuguquka kwesimo somkhathi xa sikhangele kuzwekazi leZimbabwe, kakhulukazi kuluhlu lwethu lwe-Matabeleland, sinanzelela ukuthi isikhathi sehlobo lapho sikhangelele ukuthola khona izulu izulu lethu selilutshwana line ngesikhathi esifitshane okutsho ukuthi lokho esokuthi i-season length ithuba esilalo elokuthi silime sivuthise izilimo selehlile lokho njalo kubuye kuhlangane lokuthi phakathi kwesikhathi lisina izulu kuba lesikhathi lapho elima khona kuchise bese kuthi ngesilungu ngama mid season dry spells ayanda ayakhula ubude liyena lesizulu uthe mhlawumbe line kufika uzibandlela uJanuwari lihamba inyanga yonke 30 days kungalazulu ngisho libe selibuya kube sokusitsho ukuthi lokho esiyabe sekulimile kuyabe sokuthile.
Umnumzana Everson Ndlovu obona ngezokuguquka komkhathi lokuncada uzulu ohlophekileyo kuhlelo lwe-disaster management ekolitshini le-National University of Science and Technology uthi ukudumala komkhathi kudala umonakalo omangalisayo emhlabeni wonke jikelele kanye nakweleZimbabwe.
Ukuswelakala kwamanzi, omama labantwana kakhulu bahamba imango emide okuyadinga amanzi. I-climate change lesikhuluma ngayo ayilimazanga kuphela izifuyo nokuswelakala kokudla, kakanti izihlahla lazo ziphelile. Sesibone futhi ukusukuma kwezihlahla, kubukumila kwezihlahla ebekade zingekho izulu, esingathi ngesilungu i-invasion of ama-alien species awezihlahla esiziba khona. Zibuye futhi zinjalo zithathele lenkomo zethu lezifuyo zethu amadlelo.
EleZimbabwe likhangelelwe ukuba liza kwethula amaqhinga alo okulisana lokukhudumala komkhathi emhlanganweni we-United Nations Climate Change Conference owenzelwa eScotland okwamanje. Kodwa eleZimbabwe likhala ngokuswelakala kwemali yokuqhuba inhlelo ezijiyeneyo ezihambelana lalokhu. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseMaryland, nginguKeith Stube.
Le yiStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM 4930 6170 7270 6040 laku 15460 kHz kushortwave.
EZimbabwe inani lasebehloliwe batholakala bele COVID-19 lokhu lolu bhubhane loqhamukayo ngombebhithi onyakenye selikunkulungwane ezedlula ezilikhulu 132,977 okugqela abantu asebephephe kulo mkhuhlane asebezinkulungwane ezedlula ikhulu 127,700 kwafa inkulungwane ezedlula ezine lengxenye 4,678. Kunje abantu asebenelise uhlatshwa ijekiseni yokuzivikela ku-COVID-19 sebesedlula izigidi ezintathu 3.3 million, kodwa abayizigidi ezidlula ezimbili lengxenye babo 2.6 million yibo asebehlatshiwe amajekiseni wonke omabili. Abogatsha lwezempilakahle bamanyane labekhansile yakobulawayo ukuqhuba uhlelo lokuhlola uzulu umkhuhlane wofuba oletuberculosis kungelambadalo. Uhlelo lolo luqale namhla njalo luzaphela mhla ka-10 lwezi. Ubathabele Masuku usejulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Abohlangothi olwe-National Tuberculosis Control Program babambisana labogatsha lwezempilakahle kukhansili yakobulawayo bahlela umkhankaso wokuhlola abantu umkhuhlane we-TB kungelambadalo endaweni ezichiyeneyo zakobulawayo. Unkosikazi Florence Dube, umhlali wakobulawayo, uthi bayajabula ukuthi kube lohlelo lokuthi belatshwe mahala.
Lapha eklinika leyi esibuye kiyo eseRobertson sikhululeke kuyo, siyathaba njalo ngokuba iyaselapha mahala singelambadalo. Namhla ukuze sifike lapha sifikiswe ukuthi kuthiwa bacheka i-TB lama-asima lapho chukela konke bayacheka.
Unkosikazi Annie Phiri, omunye wabahambe ukuyahlola, uthi bebesehlulwa imali ukuthi bahambe e-Kamit Clinic bayehlolwa.
Ngize lapha ukuze zichekwa i-chest, le problem ye-chest lobhudami uze ehlola i-TB. Kahle kahle kusenze sasukuma ukuthi ama-problems sinawo okugula, but imali yokuthi sihambe siye ezibhedlela kumbe kubo Kamit Clinic, imali yokuhlola ukuthesta ama-testi la ama-X-ray yesingelayo. Into esenze sasukuma ukuthi bathengwa kwamahhala pesikichime kona na mbuya ngapa uti lati size tola ukuhlolwa kwamahala lo ngoba singakhona ukuthi sipatale imali esibhedlela ezinkulu.
Unkosikazi Janet Mvundla, umhlali weRobert Sinyoka, uthi wake wabanjwa umkhuhlane wofuba kodwa wehlulwa imali ukuba ayehlolisiswa.
Ngokucaliswa ukuthi ngigule ngibulawa yi-TB, ngingakwanisi ukuhamba ukuthi ngingafika ngaphi kuthi ngathi ngihambe ekliniki ngithi ngifuna ukuyolatshwa. Ngifuneka imali uhambe uyothatha i-extra yakhona imali yakhona idwa kathesi sengidalisa ukutsha futhi ukuthi ngiwubuye futhi nje ngizwa ukuthi ikhona iklinikhi yamahhala ukuthi nanti ngobonana labo ukuthi nganti sokuvukile futhi.
Unkosikazi Suko Oluhle Mthethwa isakhamuzi sakoBulawayo uthi ikhansili yenze kuhle kakhulu.
Sinokuthaba kakhulu ukuthi kube nomkhankaso wokuhlola abantu mahhala kungela mbadala. Singananzelela iningi labantu bebesehlile ukuyahlolwa, abanye abazi bahambe sekulethe ukuyahlolwa ukuze kugcine kulahleka impilo. Isifiso sethu ngesokuthi bakwenze minyaka yonke njalo ndawo zonke.
Kumbiko owethulwe ngabekhansili yakoBulawayo izolo, uZulu ukhuthazwe ukuthi abadala asebele minyaka engamachumi ayisithupha lanhlanu yokuzalwa, abahlala endaweni ezimiyeneyo, abantwana abangondlekanga, abagula umkhuhlane wetshukela, izisebenzi zezempilakahle, abasebenza emajele, izibotshwa, abasanda kukhululwa emajele, abake bondla izigulane zomkhuhlane wofuba, izisebenzi zezempilakahle, abemba imigodi yegolide, bahambe bayehlolwa. Labo abalezibonakaliso ezigoqela ukuginqa ebusuku, uphepha kanye labaphila legcikwane lengculaza ele-HIV, labo bakhuthazwa ukuyahlola. UZulu ukhuthazwe ukuthi ahambe endaweni eziseduze lalapho ahlala khona ukuze ayehlolwa i-TB. Ngomvulo, abahlolayo bayabe bese-Robert Sinyoka, ngolosibili e-Old Phumula Shops, kuthi mhlaka 3 Lwezi, bayabe bese-Ngozi Mine, emagwegwe mhlaka 4, kuthi mhlaka 6 lo 7, bazabe bekhangele i-Country Park, kuthi mhlaka 8 e-Fusini Shops, emzilikazi ngelanga lokugcina mhlaka 10, e-Kilani Squatter Camp. Ngimele Studio 7 ngikoBulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Live talk lamhlanje sikhangela isimo sokumelana le coronavirus eZimbabwe kanye lohlelo lokuhlaba abantu ijekiseni ye-COVID-19 vaccine. Sikhangele kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane.
Umongameli Joe Biden wele Melika uveze ukudana kwakhe ngokuthi ele Russia lele China akavezi ukuzinikela kwalawa mazwe ekulungisiseni umonakalo odalwa yikonakala bomkhathi. Lokhu kusho ngemva komhlangano owe-G20 owenzelwe eRome ngempela sonto. Okwamanje umongameli Biden usese-Scotland emhlanganeni ophathelane lezomkhathi. Inkokheli yele Russia leye China ibikwa ingayanga emhlanganeni lo. Unobhala obona ngokwethulwa kwemibiko eScotland sikamongameli wele Melika White House, uJen Psaki, ubike ngesonto ukuba uhlolwe wafunyanywa ele coronavirus. USaki uthe ugcine ukuba duzane lomongameli Joe Biden ngolwesibili olwedluleyo, lapho abakade bemekhatshana lakhatshana i-social distancing, njalo bonke begqoke ama-mask. Abezindaba be-Associated Press babika ukuba uJoe Biden uhlolwe ngomgqibelo ukuthi angabe elayo i-coronavirus na, kodwa ubikwa etholakala engelalo leli gcikwane.
Abaphatheke kumikhankaso yokulwela amalungelo ababulawa yimikhuhlane yengqondo, iningi labo kungabasindakiyo, bathi sikhona isidingo esikhulu sokufundisa abenkolo ezitshiyeneyo ezigoqela olwesiKristu nolwesintu ngendaba zemikhuhlane yengqondo, ngoba abanye babo bengelalo ulwazi phezu kwemihlobo etshiyeneyo yale mikhuhlane. Mavis Gama usethulela lolu daba.
Lokho ngokunye kokuvezwe emhlanganweni owenzelwe enkundleni zebulenjini wokuhlaziya imikhuhlane yengqondo elizweni. Owe Daily News Mental Health Crisis in Zimbabwe webinar phansi kwesihloko esithi Zimbabwe and Mental Health Issues, the Beginning of Candid Conversations. Umkhokeli wenhlanganiso eye Obsessive Compulsive Disorder OCD enguye njalo owayisungulayo unkosikazi Angelini Mkorongo ngomunye wabaphatheke kulolu hlelo. Uthi wasinda kumkhuhlane we OCD unkosikazi Mkorongo ngemva kokudonsa iminyaka edlula engamachumi amathathu engazi ukuthi ulawo njalo eswela usizo izo zonke indawo.
And people with OCD in Zimbabwe are known as vanishavirenjuso. And it saddens me that some churches.
Abantu abale OCD eZimbabwe kwandise ukuthiwa abale dlozi. Kuyangidanisa kakhulu ukubona abezinye inkonzo amaprofite aseziphilisa ngalolu dubo lwabantu ababulawa yingqondo ohlobo lwe OCD. Abanye kabavumi ukuthi ngumkhuhlane, kababatsheli abantu iqiniso ngalesi simo, befuna abantu baqhubeke bekholwa ukuthi balamadimoni.
And therefore you find that people are really suffering.
Unkosikazi Tezimoyo okhonza ebandleni le United Evangelical Church uthi kuliqiniso ukuthiwo ngasebake bahlaselwa ngumkhuhlane wengqondo kundlela abaphathwa ngayo ngabezenkolo ezijiyeneyo.
Ngoba kwesikhathi njengabantu abakhonzayo singakubona kungacakathekanga. Yebuhle ukuba sathandaza, kodwa kunjalo kuhle njalo ukuthi sisebenzise ulwazi lwamadokotela ukuze sincede impilo yethu.
Obe ngumhlonitshwa kulolu hlelo uDr. Kudzo Mamuka, umqondisi ehlangothini olubona ngezokuqhutshwa kwenhlelo enhlanganisweni esebenzisana lababulawa yimikhuhlane yengqondo eya the Fellowship Bench Association, ulandisa kabanzi ngokuphathwa kwesimo semikhuhlane yengqondo elizweni.
Sadly in Zimbabwe we only have 19 registered psychiatrists and less than 20 clinical psychologists.
Oku lusizi eZimbabwe yikuba silengcwethi zezempilakahle ezilitshumi lasitshiyagalolunye lama-clinical psychologists onani labo liphansi kwamatshumi amabili okuyizona ngcwethi ezikhangelelwe ukusiza kule inkinga.
Ingcwethi kwezempilakahle ziveza ukuba ubhubhane lwe-COVID-19 lungakaqhamuki. Oyedwa phakathi kwabathathu, 1 in 3 people, wayengowake wahlaselwa ngumkhuhlane wengqondo okunjengowe-depression, luba ukhathazeka, i-anxiety okungaba kanye empilweni yakhe. Okwamanje bathi seliqongile leli nani kubangelwa zinkinga esezilethwe yikuqhamuka kwalolu bhubhane nyakenye ngesilinganiso sokungamachumi amathathu ekhulwini 30%. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingu-Mavis Gama.
Namhlanje izizalwane zabo leSouth Africa ziphume ngobuningi zisiyavota ekhethweni lokudinga inkokheli zezabelo, iningi labo kungamakhansela. UThuso Khumalo usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kweleSouth Africa.
Iningi labavoti bavuke ngovivi besiyaphosa ivoti labo ukukhetha inkokheli ezabamela kumawadi abo. Ugogo Agnes Magama ngomunye wabakade sebevotile kusiyatshaya u9 o'clock ekuseni. Yena-ke akazange akufihle ukuthi uvotele ibandla libusayo ele African National Congress ANC.
Manje sihlukuhamba nasho zethu fenayo yona iyasenzela sithole ogrozas nezingubo. Slashile la endlini
neyikipa
futhi.
Kodwa kumnumzana Nyambeni Mboneng, yena ovotele okushini leSoweto, laye okubeke kwacaca ukuthi uvotele ibandla le-Economic Freedom Fighters, uthe akakuzwisisi ukuthi kungani abantu belokhu bevotela ibandla le-ANC.
Akuna manzi, akuna gesi, into yesimple. I mean, within 27 years sasizokhuluma ngento yamanzi nento zokusala. So yabona, that's why ngijaya. If ukhona umuntu azoyivotela ANC after this, ayi angazi ukuthi kufunekani.
Inengi-ke labavoti bathi kukhetho lwalonyaka bavotela amabandla azabalethela amagetsi amahala, amanzi nokubakhela izindlu. Ikomishini ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho kwele-South Africa e-Independent Electoral Commission ithi ukhetho lwalomhlanje luqhutshwe ngendlela encomekayo kakhulu. Umgcinihlalo walekomishini umnumzana Glenn Mashinini utshela abezindaba ukuthi indawo eziningi bayathokoza kakhulu ngendlela ukhetho oluqhutshwe ngayo.
Over 99% of the 23,148 voting stations opened on time, with many voters already waiting to vote before 7 a.m. In general, voting is progressing well across the country. The logistical arrangements are holding very well.
Selokhu amalungiselelo alolukhetho eqalile ayikho imbiko yenkokheli zamabandla aphikisayo ezibotshiweyo, kanti ke kayikho njalo imbiko yemikhankaso echithwe ngamapholisa. Le yinto esizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Bongani Nyathi athi kufanele ingconywe kakhulu.
Singathi ukhetho lolu belukhululekile ikakhulu masikhangela inhlanganiso eyiyo ephatha ukhetho, inhlanganiso yama elections, Independent Electoral Commission. Le nhlanganiso izimele, ayithathi hlangothi kwezepolitiki. Lokhu kunomthelela omkhulu kakhulu ekuthini ukhetho lukhululekile noma hayi.
Ikomishini ibike ukuthi kumele izihlakalo zabantu ababetshengisela befuna ukuvimba ukuqhutshwa kokhetho endaweni zabo, kodwa iyakuqeda lokho. Kube njalo lomunye obothiweyo obanjwe egcwalisa ibhokisi ngamavoti ongaziwayo ukuthi avelephi. Ukungazwisisani kwamapholisa lenye intatheli zindaba kubangele ukuthi ibotshwe, kodwa kwagcina ekhululwe ngemva kokungenela kwekomishini yezokhetho. Kulabantu abafika izigidi ezingamachumi amabili lesithupha 26 million ababhalisele ukuvota kulolu khetho olulamabandla edlula amakhulu amathathu over 300 ancintisanayo. Mesitudio 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguThuso Khumalo.
Kwezemidlalo seliphelelwe ngumphako iqembu lomdlalo wenguqu ele Highlanders umncintiswano wengezo yejimu kuSuper Cup, kodwa umqeqeshi walo uthembisa okukhulu kwimidlalo yeleague. Kubika uJoseph Njanje.
Iqembu leHighlanders linqotshwe ngele-FC Platinum ye-1 kanyanga ngomgqibelo, kodwa umqeqeshi walo uMandla Mpofu uthi indlela abafana bakhe abadlala ngayo balakho ukwenza izimanga kumncintiswano weleague.
I can say we I feel something that going to
the ngathi mina sesibumbe iqembu elizwenelisa ukuncintisa kumidlalo yeligi emuva siyanxiba sibili, kodwa phambili indlela esidlalisa ngayo amathuba kayithokozisi. Kodwa ke sizasebenza kadalala ukuze kuthi uqala imidlalo yeligi sesesimeni esihle.
Amanye amaqembu adlulele kusigaba sesemifinal kumncintiswano wechibuku Super Cup ngabalisa elengezi Platinum, lona elinqobele Chicken Inn nge-2-1, Electronbon Bullets elinqobele leHarare City nge-2-1, kanye lele Dynamos elinqobele Black Rhinos nge-1 kanya. Umqeqeshi weqembu leDynamos uTondira Indiraya uthi bangabe benqobile badlulela kusigaba sesemifinal, kodwa kusamele bazilolonge balungisise indlela abadlala ngayo.
Kule ndingeko yokuba sikhweze amasokisi silungise okungalunganga kungakaqali imidlalo yeligi ngempelaviki. Kuhle ukuba senelisile ukunqoba njalo sesifinyelele isigaba esilandelayo, kodwa sekumele siqale ukucabanga ngemidlalo yeligi yona ezaqala ensukwini ezilandelayo.
Inhlanganiso ye-Premier Soccer League ikhuphe umbiko ensukwini ezedluleyo isithi imidlalo yeligi izaqala mhla ziyisithupha kunyanga kaLwezi, njalo olumncintiswano weligi uzamiswa ngenyanga kaMpalakazi kusenzelwa ukuba abadlali labo bakholise ikhefu lekhisimusi. Imidlalo izahle imiswe kudedelwa imidlalo yokudinga intshantshu zezwekazi lase-Afrika ezadlalwa ekuqaleni komnyaka ize iqhubekele phambili lowo mncintiswano ungafika emaphethelweni ngenyanga kaNhlolanja. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo, uJoseph Njanji.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM, 4930, 6170, 7270, 6040 naku 15460 kHz kushort wave.
Ngiyakuhlukana isihlobo othi sikhangele ezinye izindaba ebezikhokhela. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ufike izolo emhlanganweni we-United Nations Climate Change Conference eGlasgow kwele-Scotland, lapho ahlangabezwe inkokheli ye-ZANU-PF. Abogatsha lwezempilakahle bamanyane labekansile yakoBulawayo uqhuba uhlelo lokuhlola uzulu umkhuhlane wofuba ole-tuberculosis kungelambadalo. Silugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo ngu-Praxitus Jeremiah. Ngisithi asidibaneni ngo-5:06 kusasa ekuseni. Abengenelisanga ukuzwa iindaba zethu lela kukuzilalela ebulenjini ku-www.voandebele.com.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri.